Amen.
So today we celebrate fathers. Father, we come to you right now, and you are our Father.
Amen.
We pray that you will speak your heart to us this morning.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, that you will come on the altar of our minds and our hearts and our souls.
Yes.
And that you will let your word be good food and good fruit indeed in our lives. To the glory of your name, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Fathers. Fathers are the men who have shaped our lives. As fathers are supposed to have shaped our lives with love, wisdom, faith. Love, wisdom, and faith. These are the three prime things that I think the word Father should evoke. And Father's Day is more than just a time for cards and gifts or visiting. It's an opportunity to reflect on the example of fatherhood, God's example of fatherhood. To reflect on the spiritual legacy that fathers pass on, pass down. In Joshua 24:15, towards the end of verse 15, Joshua, who was the leader of Israel, he took over from Moses, and he conquered many of the territories that God promised them. But it's beginning to be like a watering down of the way they serve God. And Joshua wrote this, said this towards the end of verse 15, Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This statement reflects to me a father's commitment to lead his family in faith. As for me and my house, in today's world filled with distractions and many priorities, conflicting and competing priorities, godly fathers must stand firm in their devotion to God and their responsibility to guide their families. It remains like that. A father to shape the lives of his family with love, wisdom, and faith, while he himself looks towards the Father in heaven for guidance in love, wisdom, and faith. That word father expresses deep trust, unconditional love. When you call a person father, it's not because of not simply biological. It's because you have a special, unique, personal, deep relationship with that person. And we see in today's days, a lot of people have their fathers, or people who they see as fathers, and they call fathers, and they engage with as fathers, who are not their biological fathers. So the word goes beyond the biological, but it's actually the real connection. A father's love is unconditional. And God, as our Father, demonstrates this towards us because his love for us is unconditional. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I look at the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son, who'd come and ask for his own portion of his father's will, what was entitled to him. And he went away and did whatever he was going to do. with it, wasted it. But because of that father connection, he knew the home from which he was coming. So even in the depth of his misery, he remembered that in my house, my father's house. So he made his way back to his father's house. The father, on his own part, never forgot his son. And I remember going to, I think we all went together to Liverpool, and there was a painting of the prodigal son returning, and the father looking at the window just like expecting to see his son come back. And when the son came back, the warmth which he embraced, even the dog was happy to see the son come back. A father's love is unconditional. It's always there. And that's how God's love is for us. And today on Father's Day, I just want to remind you that God's love for you is unconditional. Remember, it says in Romans, say, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God for you in Christ Jesus. There's always room to come back. God will always welcome you back if you choose to come back. And I pray you will always choose to come back. More than that, I pray you will not never even go away. But if perchance you are distracted, I pray that that seed in you will always bring you back, knowing that the Father will welcome you back, because his love is unconditional. Mm-hmm. And the same way, we fathers, we should love our children unconditionally. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
A father's prime responsibility is to lead his family, and not just lead his family, but to lead his family with faith. Amen? Amen. To lead his family with faith in Christ. Fathers have a God-given role to be spiritual leaders in their homes. Fathers have a God-given role to be spiritual leaders in their homes. Ephesians 6, verse 4. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, in verse 4. Paul writes, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to the point of resentment with demands that are trivial or unreasonable or humiliating or abusive, nor by showing favoritism or indifference to any of them, but bring them up tenderly with loving kindness in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
Amen.
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 To be spiritual leaders in our homes. And you know God, if he sent you to do a job, or he's put you in a position to do a job, he will equip you with the means to do it. So fathers, you have been equipped with the means to be fathers, to lead, to be spiritual leaders in your homes. Your children, when they're in crisis, you should be the first person they will call, because you are their spiritual leader. You see, as fathers, we should be models. We should model the faith. We should demonstrate the faith. You see, because children learn more from what they see than what they hear. So a father who prays, who reads scripture, lives with integrity and teaches his children what it means to follow God, the children will do that. They will model after that. And in this world of changing values, changing references, a father's steadfast faith holds the family. anchors the family. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
It provides stability for the family. In the prayer that the Lord taught us, he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven." That word Father expresses, among other feelings, deep trust and love. Deep trust. Trust and love. And we should live, fathers, we should live like that, children will be able to trust us. And I pray that every father who hearing this will also learn to trust God. And as you trust God, your children will learn to trust you. And you will have the ability to be able to reflect God's heart. You see, fathers are called to mirror God's love. His trust and his love. To be patient. To be forgiving. And to be sacrificial. To be patient. It's not easy to be patient with an unruly child. But God has called fathers to be patient. And he himself is patient with you and I. To be forgiven. To be able to forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive 70 times, 7 times for the same offense in the same day. And to be sacrificial. God's love is unconditional. And just as God loves us despite our flaws, fathers should love their children without conditions. To love your child does not mean you don't discipline the child. In fact, the reverse is correct. If you love your child, you will know how to discipline them. It's a sacrificial kind of love. It's unconditional and it's sacrificial. And I think this passage of scripture expresses the sacrificial love that we are expected to have as fathers, because that is how Jesus demonstrated it to us. Mark 14. Mark 14, verse 35. Christ laid down his life for the church. Fathers are called to serve and protect their families and even lay down their lives for their families. Mark 14:35. After going a little further, he fell to the ground, distressed by the weight of his spiritual burden, and began to pray that if it were possible in the Father's will, this hour of suffering and death for the sins of mankind might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup of judgment away from me. But not what I will, but what you will." In his own flesh, he wished that this suffering would pass from him. But in his Father's heart, and as a child of the Father, he said, not what I will, but what you will. He laid down his life. He sacrificed his life. It was a sacrificial love and a sacrificial leadership. And we as fathers, we are called to look at that and use it as an example of how we be fathers, of how to be fathers. Not your will, but the Lord's will. Because in many things, you might have your will, what you rather do. But here, you have to put that to the side and do what the Lord will have you do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Fatherhood is also about legacies. Legacy, I like that word. Legacy. Something you leave behind. A father should live his life so as to leave a noble legacy. This is for generations that follow. For your children and your children and your children's children and your children's children's children and your children's children's children, even up to infinite generations. The greatest gift a father can give is not material, it's not material wealth, but a foundation of faith. Amen?
Amen.
That is the greatest gift a father can give, is a foundation of faith. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Proverbs 22, 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Fathers impart life lessons, honesty, hard work, reliance on God. They teach wisdom. Fathers are always praying for their children. Should always be praying for their children. A praying father invites God's blessing into his family's future. And the children see that. And they know that when they become parents also, they know it's key to pray blessings into their family's future. And as we remember Father's Day today, I just pray that fathers will continue to do this without failing, praying for their family. Not just praying, but praying God's blessings, declaring God's blessings, proclaiming God's blessings into their family's future, not that for now, but for eternity, for generations, as a legacy. Because that's what God has told us to do. He put us in that position. Train up a child in where he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. So you have a duty to train that child. This generation we live in today is different from the generation of our, even from the biblical time generation. But the word of God is eternal. And the challenges we can look at is, what are the challenges for today's fathers? Today's fathers. The declaration of Joshua was personal, but it was also corporate. It also said he committed himself and his household, and in a way you could call his household the whole of the family of Israel, because he was talking to them. To I and my household, so telling them that you also and your household, because he's the leader, that's what he's doing. As for me, this is what I'm going to do. So the people could see that and then make up their minds. So today's generation, I think fathers are challenged to commit. Decide. You decide today to put God first in your home. You decide today to take active steps to guide your family spiritually, to lead that family spiritually. You decide as a father today to show grace patience, forgiveness, and Christ-like unconditional love to your family. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And to those who do not have a godly father, because there are some people who don't have a godly father, remember, God has given you a perfect father. That's why we can say, Abba, Father. And when you pray the Lord's Prayer, you say, Our Father. That's your father. So if your earthly father is not godly, you have a perfect father. Glory be to God. So every time you pray, you say, Abba, our Father who art in heaven. It's your Father. And He heals. Amen.
Amen.
He restores. He provides. He's a spiritual Father. And He's a mentor. So today being Father's Day, I just encourage fathers to know that they have this ability, this God-given role that God Himself perfected and continues to make available for them to be leaders who commit, who lead, and who show love. Finally, whether you're a father or a grandfather or a great-grandfather, or a mentor, or a spiritual leader, your influence matters. As a father, your influence matters. You are living a legacy. You are building a legacy. For God has made you a father, and He has equipped you to be a father. And I pray that you will pick it up. Everywhere that you'll be lacking, you pick it up to be able to demonstrate that unconditional love, to be able to commit, to lead, to pray for your family, to make proclamations and declarations for your family, to declare blessings on your families. So let's honor fathers today by encouraging them, praying for them, and challenging them to live a legacy of faith. Amen.
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 Amen.